This is Misha Riedel interviewing Fern Jacobs at the Artist's Home in Los Angeles, California on August 30th, 2005 for the Archives of American Art at the Smithsonian Institution. And this is disc number one. Now, Fern, if you want to say a couple words, I'll listen while the headset's still on and see if we're picking you up okay.
Oh, you just want me to say anything?
Yeah, just start. Yeah, that's good. I think I'll shake. Okay, take the headset off. Alrighty, so.
Oh, it sounds okay?
Yeah, it does. Okay. It sounds good. Yeah, you sound good. So, I think this tape goes for just about an hour, and we'll just start at the beginning and move forward. So, you were born in Chicago
mm-hmm.
in 1942.
Right.
And can you talk a little bit about early childhood experiences that affected you, choices you made in life and art? Any siblings, any particularly influential relatives? The idea of being born, which you were just talking about.
Well, I did say before we started that I wish I could remember being born. Wouldn't that be interesting?
Yeah.
It'd be great. And of course I don't. It's funny because before my mother passed away about 6 years ago.
Okay.
My son and I took a trip to Chicago and looked at the cemetery where her parents were buried and the so-called hospital where I was born, which was a big hole.
Wow.
That it is no more. It was Lutheran Deaconess, I think, and it didn't exist anymore. So that's an odd feeling to go and not to see this hole where you were born. But I was born in Chicago. But I have no memories of it.
Mm-hmm.
We moved to LA when I was very young. I was 2.5. And the only thing that's really interesting about that experience is I never felt at home in LA when I was young.
Mm.
I always longed for a major city. And at that time, LA was not a major city.
Wow.
It was very secondary.
Mm.
Secondary, that's kind of an odd word, but it just never felt like a serious city.
What did you think of a serious city?
I didn't know.
but this
I
wasn't
think I
it.
Carried Chicago in my blood.
It's interesting.
I think I really carried Chicago in my blood, and I had this longing for being in a city more dense,
mm-hmm.
density, a lot of activity.
Mm-hmm.
LA always felt very laid back,
mm-hmm.
you know. A lot of open space. Nobody took anything very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted something more serious and more active and where people cared more, you know. I always felt that separation, you know,
mm-hmm.
for some reason.
Do you remember the first time when you felt that or you were aware of it?
No, I probably as a teenager,
mm-hmm.
you know, probably when you're young, you know, you're just, you know, it's your family and you're getting along. But then as I started knowing more about the world and, you know, being more, you know, involved in the world, you know, going off places with my friends, you know, not so family-directed, involved, I miss some sense of a big city. L.A. has become a big city. There,
mm-hmm.
there was a point where I really started loving L.A., and
mm-hmm.
I think it was when a lot of people from New York moved here. And it became much more serious. It became
mm-hmm.
much more energetic, and it seemed to everything mattered more. When I was
mm-hmm.
growing up, things didn't matter very much, it seems to me. Though I grew up in a difficult family situation, it wasn't wonderful.
What did your parents do? Were either of them inclined towards art?
Nobody was.
Mm-hmm.
Although there's these odd, I used to have the feeling about my father. My father had a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm.
He was somebody who didn't care what anybody thought of him. He did whatever he wanted to do. But he was kind of an angry man.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad for him. He was an immigrant. He
mm-hmm.
came from Europe, you know, from Russia, you know, the Russian-Polish border. And a lot of violence, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And Chicago, there was a lot of violence.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of violence. He was Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of violence between the Jewish people and the Polish people in
mm-hmm.
Chicago. And I think there were gangs. And he became an attorney in Chicago. But then